7 right now. It's time to catch up with Senior Constable Steve Smith.
Police Link on 4MK with Senior Constable Steve Smith.
Oh, I just said that. Morning, Smithy.
Morning. How are you, mate?
Yeah, travelling all right, mate. Going well. Beautiful conditions and great weather we've got at the moment. Actually, I saw... now, I'm just trying to think where I was heading out towards Magpie Sporting Club last night. There was actually RBT on the side of the road.
Good to see.
Last night.
Yeah, good to see. I mean, I've been having a look at our traffic-related stats recently, and some of them, especially for the month, don't make great reading. But I know for a fact the boys are keen to keep an eye on how drivers are going, motorists, in relation to their... drink driving, that's always going to be, people are just always going to see us out and about hammering away at that one. Where was that, a static site? Or?
Set up and they were pulling everybody over. I got pulled up myself. And
That's really good to see.
Unlike the guy that's on after me who got pulled up and got in a bit of trouble. But anyway, that's a totally different story. there's some... pretty interesting stats. You said, well, not interesting, pretty shocking stats, which have come out over the past week that you'd like to share with us.
Okay. Now, let's have a listen to these and you tell me what you think I'm relating to. Mm-hmm. 20 burglaries, 6 stolen motor vehicles and 8 unlawful entry of motor vehicle reports. This is what police have received. Now, you would probably think that that's at least a week's, maybe 2 weeks worth of statistics.
Well, you think so in this region?
No, it's the last 4 days.
Really?
It is the last 4 days across our district, predominantly here in Mackay. So I just can't avoid this. We have some very... Well, I'll share a little bit of information first is my opinion from what I'm reading, and then I'll give some advice. But my opinion from what I'm reading, especially in relation to where burglaries is, there might be an opinion that exists out there that if we lock our front doors and our front windows, that we're going to be okay.
Yep.
But what we're reading and what people might not be aware is when burglars decide to check out a house, or they might want to check out a whole street and just see if they can find a target, yes, they will check your front door and they will check your front windows, but people need to realise that they don't leave it at that.
Right.
If they can get over a fence, or if they can access your side windows and your side doors and your back doors and your back verandas and your sheds, 100% of the time they will do that also. Yeah. They'll check it out.
That was something that Lorraine and I experienced, around about 3 months ago. It was via a back entry through a fence. It was just amazing. And over the top of a roof and through a window upstairs.
To get a look to see if they can find a vulnerability in your house, that they certainly will. They do not just leave it at the front doors and the front windows. So, and entry seems to be commonly being gained. We're seeing the word unlocked so often, but it's not relation to the front of the house. It's the sides and the backs and the back garage and the back shed. And daytime burglaries, it just seems to be, we might be dealing with some different offenders at the moment. We're not used to seeing this many daytime burglaries.
Mate, do you think a bit of this is... Obviously, and I know we've spoken about downturn for quite a while, and because of the mining industry has gone back. But not just that, but I know that there's more reported cases of things like ice on our streets, which is becoming a big problem, not just here in Mackay, but in places like Bowen, for example. I was talking to a couple of people on the weekend who said that it's just all over the place. And would that be part of the reason why some of this may be happening as well?
I couldn't definitely say whether it was or wasn't. It could be a factor, but it could also be just that we've had someone released from prison that we're not familiar with and is in the area, or we've got someone travelling through that we're not familiar with and we haven't yet identified. There could be it could be anything.
Sure.
Yes, we know that those factors might be involved, but until we actually pin these people down, which we hope to, and leading into that, we want to catch them. So we are encouraging people, you see something out on there that's unusual, you hear a noise bump in the night, you spot something, don't care if it's 3 a.m.,
sure,
please call us. We'd you know, we catch people for one of these, almost always they're linked into half a dozen to a dozen or maybe more.
Fair enough.
So, you know, lock those doors, please secure your windows and don't just focus on the front of your house. It's your whole house that's that they look at, so we have to be aware of that. Now, finally, I asked you before, one really short topic, if you had an Apple or an Android. Mm-hmm. And the reason I asked is we have good contacts within the local security industry. You know, you get a virus on your computer or your phone, you take them to these people. There's a number of businesses that respond to that. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think about the idea of making your phone available to a criminal to make a call to, say, Nigeria? Are you happy with that?
Well, no, of course not.
Right. Are you happy? Why not just open your phone up for someone to have a look at the details on your banking apps on your phone?
No.
What about sharing all of your personal info from your social media, just showing it to someone?
No.
Well, you wouldn't do that. But if you have an Android phone and you download third-party apps onto your outside of the Google Play Store, third-party apps onto your phone, that's what businesses in Mackay are seeing, is downloading those third-party apps. You're downloading malware and malicious software onto your phone from those third-party apps, and we're giving people remote access to our phones.
Okay.
We're seeing our phones controlled from elsewhere and being used to make international calls to Nigeria and things like
that. So that's not the Apple phone?
No, this is an Android
phone.
Now, that's the common factor is it's Android, and the common factor is it's a phone that has no antivirus.
All right.
So if we can address those two factors, then we could make a good inroads into preventing that from happening to us. But you know, big issues there.
All right.
And this is the last 2 weeks we're seeing this.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, good to catch up with you, mate.
You too, mate. Look, you have a great week. Thank you for that. And look, if anybody did miss any of the information on this, I'd be able to jump onto our website a little bit later on this morning and be able to share it with other people as well. Smithy, we'll catch up with you again next week.
Will do. Good to see you.
Cheers. 10:26 for MK. All the latest with the news coming up very, very, very soon. Of course, back with the weather details for you as well. And Captain Dan from the Whitsundays will be joining us.